From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. We are news, information, and eyes on the prize. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. It's Friday! Yay! February 8th, 2008. And you know, Allie, for me on Fridays, I think this is my big chance. I get to go out,
yes,
be with my friends, go to dinner, be out in New York that I never get to do during the week, or I can stay home and watch the TV that I never get to see.
I had a problem. I realized last night there wasn't a debate to watch. There weren't any primary returns, no caucus. So I've fallen into the trap of Lost. We did this on the show last week, the people who were waiting for the television show Lost to return, and I had to research the subject. I never really watched it. I'm now officially hooked, and I think I got Bill hooked as well.
Oh, no.
There was a moment of, hey, wait, back that up, when we were in the middle of a conversation about something else on the TiVo.
See, I don't want to know, because then that's going to be another thing that I have to watch.
Down the rabbit hole. Yeah. I've officially gone down the hatch, shall we say,
Lost.
For those who watch Lost know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's Friday. And so what does that mean? Well, we do something called The Week in Iraq on Fridays. And we give you a wrap-up of the news, also try to focus in on an issue. Today, we're going to talk about the refugee situation in Iraq.
And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not make the association between Black History Month and Barack Obama's run for the presidency. If he gets the nomination, he will be the first African-American to win a nomination for the presidency and possibly the presidency of the United States. Yep. PBS is replaying the series. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's really great. It's called Eyes on the Prize. They're replaying Eyes on the Prize, too. It talks a lot about the civil rights movement and about how people were registered to vote and what it was like before the Voting Rights Act. Eleanor Holmes Norton, who is a Washington, D.C. congresswoman, I'm sure you know the name. She was interviewed for the documentary, and she has graciously agreed to be interviewed on this show about the documentary and as well about the current political situation.
Great. Also, we're going to try to put the president's budget into context. And because we're a radio show, we can't really do the whole bar graph thing. So we're going to do it through song.
Yeah, we can't fight the CNN pie charts.
We don't even
we can't
try.
Do it.
We can't play that game. We have our own game, and we're going to win it. Also, our movie guy, Daniel Holloway, is going to come in to talk new movies this weekend. We're going to get some news headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story.
I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
That's former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney announcing yesterday that he's withdrawing from the Republican presidential campaign. Romney made the announcement at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., after a disappointing Super Tuesday showing that saw rival John McCain take over frontrunner status in the party.
Romney reportedly dumped almost $35 million of his own money into his bid, which earned him 11 primaries and caucuses, but not a whole heck of a lot of delegates. After the news broke yesterday, we talked to BPP regular Jim Vandehei, co-founder of Politico.com, who broke down Romney's decision.
The truth is that if you strip away the states where he's either lived, Massachusetts, Michigan, or Utah, or very conservative states sort of out west, he never really did catch on with a lot of voters. He did terribly in the South on February 5th, particularly if you look outside of the big cities and the rural regions, which really is sort of the base of the Republican Party. He got clobbered, and he knows he's a businessman. This is a business proposition because he was investing so much of his own money, and he just wasn't willing to invest anymore. I think what's most interesting, though, is he's clearly setting the stage to run in 2012. His advisors have told us as much, and he wanted to go out on a high note. He wanted to go out on a conservative note, and he wanted to go out talking tough about national security. So the last thing that conservatives remember about him was that he was forceful on the issues that they care about, and clearly he wanted to keep his reputation intact so he can try to run again in 2012.
But what about this election cycle in 08? Mike Huckabee and Ron Paul are still officially running against John McCain. What's likely to happen in the next few months?
McCain is clearly going to win the nomination, barring some wildly unexpected turn of events.
Senator McCain spoke yesterday at the same conservative event and acknowledged he hasn't always been the darling of conservatives.
I have held other positions that have not met with widespread agreement from conservatives.
I won't pretend otherwise, nor would you permit me to forget it. On the issue of illegal immigration, a position which...
But how do you really feel is the question. You know, there was some booing, but the crowd apparently was largely positive. The conservative Weekly Standard said McCain's speech was, quote, surprisingly well received. And that's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with more news.